This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 137.
137.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm not drinking beer. Sorry, guys.
Look at him.
I'm ill. I have my tea. I will continue to drink with my pinky out, though, just for the fans, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Not gay.
Not gay. I have a little cold, taking meds. I don't really want to mix it. I mixed it last night, and I felt a little loopy.
Yeah, it's all good. So, and he made some fucking delicious smoked chicken, yeah. And what was the soup? Like a broccoli
cheese
fucking freak out?
First time I made broccoli cheese soup. I don't know. It's like that. It's hard to get that right.
I thought I'd just
throw the cheese in, but anyways, the chicken was good, I thought. It turned out pretty tasty. So, yeah, so... We're going to talk about some UFC here.
Yeah.
But first, we got a winner for the UFC contest.
What do we got? Who won? What did they get?
Guessing the defense
three
soap.
3 quarts of raw honey.
3 quarts of raw honey. Hold on. Oh, mother
He's
bitch.
He's got nothing. Tonight, I'll be drinking cherry Coke mixed with a splash of Captain Morgan.
But it's not just regular cherry Coke, is it?
No, it's fancy... Fucking
Zevia.
Whatever you want. There's no sugar in this bitch. It's all natural. It only costs like $6 a six pack when you buy it on sale for four.
Rich.
Yeah, I'm fucking printing money.
We're making millions on the show. Alfredo Davalos on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Found it. 134 was his guess. The answer was 143. Very close. So, sir. You will be getting a contact from us shortly via Facebook, or I'm sorry, YouTube, and we'll figure out how to get you that defense soap travel kit.
Is it slightly used?
I don't know.
Or lightly used?
Yeah. Maybe I'll send
One
you mine.
Yeah, send it to him.
Scrub my balls with
like,
it.
Like, why is there all this ball here on my
nice
soap?
And hairy.
Fucking assholes.
Awesome.
No reason.
Do you remember, like, college? When that was a thing, like, fucking guys sharing the soap sometimes? Like,
no.
You never had that?
No.
Go ahead.
We had six guys in a fucking two-bedroom townhouse, by the way.
Okay.
But no, we never shared soap.
I don't know. We did. I don't know why we did. Or sometimes you'd leave your soap, and then you'd come out. My roommate used to get pissed. One of the guys would be like, always leave shit on the soap. Like, motherfucker! You just come out of the shower. Do you see this shit? I don't have to put up with this hair on my soap. Clean that shit off. It's common courtesy. Anyways.
Well, the worst thing was when you have six guys and you have one bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Like somebody's taking a deuce.
Well, someone's in the shower. I'm like, dude, I got to take a shit now. I'm sorry, but
we had a
this
rule.
Has got to go down.
If you're in the shower, you can come in and take a shit, but you have to be gone before I get out of the shower.
And, yeah, yeah.
And you have to flush. Courtesy flush. That's the rule.
Like, sorry, man. This shit's got to go down right now.
It's all good.
Yeah, that makes for some interesting nights, too. And, like, if you have six guys and two bedrooms and then... You have
and they get drunk and then they like start rubbing each other.
No, I was gonna say when they're like when you
start rubbing their feet.
It's the end of the night and the women, you bring home women. It's a fight for who's gonna get what room. And then if you're lucky enough to get the basement, there was this red couch that unfolded. It was like the sex couch, and there was so much sex sauce spilled on this bitch. That you wanted no part of that
it's
during the
seasoned.
During the daylight. It was like a vampire couch. You only wanted to see it at night.
Lysol it.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever did, but.
Probably like, not.
Shit went down in that basement that I don't know is legal in all
sure.
the 50 states. But anyways.
I am sure.
So what else is going on?
And before we get into fights, I want to bring to
Go
your
ahead.
Attention.
Go.
This ridiculous surfing. Garrett McNamara surfs a 100-foot wave. Got music. Oh, no. Can't have that on YouTube.
No. Banned. Blocked. Copyright
Sorry, folks,
infringement.
YouTube blows. They always block shit, so I had the audio's off. There he is.
He's,
doing his
he's
thing.
Surfing it up.
190-foot wave. Ridiculous. Like, you... Dude, you... No.
How hard do you think his cock is right now
going
down that wave?
But he's crazy. What happens...
balls up in his stomach.
What happens if you bail that?
That's... You're dead. There's no out. There's no out. Look at that.
He's going to get
he's out. Going, he's going, go get out. Oh, he's in the fucking tube. He's in the tube. He doesn't give a shit. Still there.
Crazy.
That's hardcore.
It's nuts, man. I don't, how do you even practice that? It's like,
okay. You just go, I think you go to like one of those amusement parks where they have that little surfboard thing that you get on and you like practice.
Our pool has that now.
Where nice. I'm coming over. I'm going to fucking dial in.
I haven't tried it.
Let's go. Dial in. We'll get some video.
Like, no way. I don't think I can stand up on that thing.
Oh, it'll be a good time. Have you ever tried surfing?
No.
It's not easy.
I know.
Especially when you're a big dude on a little board. I tried to do it on a little 6-foot board. Didn't work out so well for me. But if you had like one of them 15 footers, you'd be
like a longboard, champion. Old school longboard.
Hell yeah. So what else we got going on?
Well, we have UFC 156 fights, unless you have anything else.
I got some news for you.
Okay.
Did you see the Grizzlies traded the Gay to the Raptors in a three-team deal?
What?
The headline said, Grizzlies trade Gay to Raptors in three-team deal.
Okay.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Is this hockey? What is this?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
I don't know. It's something about trading the Gay away just makes me giggle.
It's all good. Trade away the Gay.
And then, as we're speaking about obscure and whatever, I saw this cool mouse pad, and I'll let you take a look. Check this mouse pad out. It's a little Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, nice.
How cool would that be?
Is that comfortable for your wrist?
It's ergonomically correct.
I need
correct.
That at work.
Shit, yeah. Do you think anybody's going to have a problem if you lay that bitch on your desk?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Like, what's that? Don't worry.
No worries, sir. I might be squeezing that all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I sent in an application to join the Citizen Police Academy in my local town here.
Okay.
And on the application, it asks, have you ever been arrested for anything other than a motor vehicle offense? And that was a little curious because, yes, I have back in the day.
Okay.
And I'm like, huh, do I put that down or do I not? I said, fuck it. I'm putting it down. So it's like underage drinking and I think damage to a motor vehicle. I'm not quite sure. I don't quite remember. All I know is I came out of a party because the police broke up the party and there's a tow truck towing a car and I'm fucking hammered. And I think it would be funny if I just ripped the license plate off the tow truck while it's trying to tow the car. Apparently, not funny. Not funny. Apparently, the tow truck driver, not happy. He comes over and tries to accost me. I'm in process.
So that's a big word.
He grabbed me from behind, and I didn't take lightly to it.
Okay.
So I elbowed him in the face and then proceeded to continue to work on the license plate. And then, wow. This is all legend. I don't know if it's all true, but.
Many moons ago.
And then all of a sudden, I got the license plate off, and then I ran. But apparently, when you're on college campuses, they have these police call boxes that you can pull.
Yes.
And all hell breaks loose. So apparently, he pulled a call box, and I hid in the garbage can for a little bit, and then after I got out of the garbage can, there's like one busy street to pass, and I said, fuck it, I'll just casually walk across the street like nothing happened. First fucking car that approaches is a squad car. Locks him up right in front of me. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I start running. You ain't catching me. I'm pretty quick.
Did you run?
Yeah, damn right I ran.
Okay.
And then I tripped, and it was cold, and I lost the license plate. And I slid on my face for, must have seemed like 30 feet if it wasn't a foot. And I just laid down because I figured no good's going to come from me trying to get up right now.
I'm tired.
I just laid down and waited. And goddamn, like five guys jumped on me and like roughed up the suspect a little bit.
Wow.
And I couldn't breathe. And
okay.
When it was all said and done, I got up and I counted 12 squad cars. 12.
Nice. This is a Grand Theft Auto episode.
Apparently, you take a license plate, you're going to jail, buddy.
Okay.
So.
Interesting story.
Moral of the story is don't get too fucked up and do stuff. Because it's not always funny. If you got away with it, funny.
It would be funny. Why don't you just stay in the garbage can for a while longer?
I don't know. I had places
How
to
big
be.
Was this garbage can?
It was a big one.
Was it like an industrial size?
Yeah, it was okay, a super duper one.
Not like a tiny with a little circular lid. You're like smashed in there.
It was like Oscar the Grouch. Nobody will see me up in this mother. So
that's funny.
Anyways, we'll see what happens with that.
You were cleared of all charges?
I don't remember. Okay. I paid a small fine of like $200 some odd, 20 hours of community service, and probably a little bit of supervision.
Many years ago.
That's like over 20 years ago, so it shouldn't count anymore. Should it?
I don't know. I've never been arrested. I've come close a couple times, but never actually been arrested that I recall. Maybe I have. I don't know. I have been detained a few times, but officially arrested.
Good for you.
Yes.
So hopefully that does not deter me from this police academy.
Citizens Brigade.
Yeah. You get free firearms training in there.
Nice.
And other stuff. So
okay,
it's all good. So let's get into UFC 156. Look at this. I'm going to get on top of the fucking slides this week. I can guarantee you one thing. It's going to work.
Aldo, Edgar, Evans.
So
get
up. What do you think of the takeaway? Well, should we hit some scores up real quick? And
I don't know if I want to know.
You're doing phenomenal this year.
I don't think so.
I'm with you. I was 5-6. Ingo was 4-7. The Magic 8-Ball was 5-6.
God,
so overall, I'm 20-12. Ingo is 14-18. And the Magic 8-Ball is 19-13. So it's all good. We'll move right along.
Yeah.
Knockouts, bonuses.
Knockout of the night goes to Bigfoot. I believe.
Yes.
Fight of the night was the main event, no?
Aldo Edgar, yes.
And then somebody got a submission.
Green.
Yeah.
Got the submission of the night. I think I was on Volkman.
Oh, that's right. In the third round, like out of nowhere.
Yes.
Rear naked choke.
Yes. I feel like I've hit too much caffeine already.
Maybe.
I feel like I'm going to start sweating and ruin the show for everyone.
That's all good. No one notices.
Yeah, they do.
Unless you point it out.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to hurl. I feel like the show's moving at 120 miles an hour right now.
We just got started.
Because you're not drinking, so I got to drink twice as much.
Okay. I can still be goofy. It's all good.
It's all good. You don't have to drink to have fun.
No, no.
That's the point.
But you should. Tyrone Woodley, welcome to the UFC, sir.
Does that fucking guy look like a 170-pounder or
no.
a 265-overeamer?
No, ridiculous.
Holy fuck. That guy's huge.
It's crazy. He's like a rabid dog. When he had... hair unhurt, it was like he pounced. There was no delay. It was just like, rah!
Well, the funny thing was when that fight started too, I thought Huron's getting knocked the fuck out. I had to see it. You just see it. I'm like, man,
there's a guy who's come and gone a few times. Was he in the UFC?
It's all
a
about
long
coming
time
and going.
Ago. And then in Strikeforce or Bellator, he's all over the place.
Yeah,
so, didn't fare so well. So,
not so much.
Dana was excited. I think Woodley's got a big fight coming his way soon.
Yeah, he was saying at the post-fight press conference that, hey, if any of these welterweights drop out of this March little card you got going on, I'll step in on short notice. I had a quick fight. I'm ready.
Okay.
I think it's a little too much too soon, depending
Probably.
Upon who you match him up against.
You put him in with Damian. Actually, I forgot about him. But I don't know if you'd want to do that.
No. Damian's on a different track. He's on the title shot.
Title shot track, yeah.
Tyrone's got to fucking work on his shit a little bit more.
Excuse me. And then you had Everett Dunham and Tebow, split decision. Let's see, where did the pay-per-view start? Benavidez, McCall?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that one? There's a lot of ball shots in that one.
Yeah, and apparently one of those ball shots, I think after a fourth one, Benavidez said to McCall, well, you already have a kid. You don't need any more. Something along those lines.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck, nice. Asshole?
Yeah, stop like kicking me in the balls. Pretty decent fight.
Scrappy scrap.
Yes.
But in general, I think like the theme of the card was probably strategy when you got to the main card. Because you saw some people use good strategies. You saw some people, I don't know what the fuck their strategy was.
Yes.
Show up.
Well, good strategy, of course, Maya against Fitch.
So that light leads right into it.
He takes down the Fitchinator and Fitches him.
Fitches
the Fitchinator.
It was kind of ironic and fun at the same time.
It was funny. I think the fans didn't like it. Maybe Dana White didn't like it. I don't know.
Not the most exciting of fights, but somewhat satisfying on a certain level.
Yes.
For when you go back to think of like how Fitch used to fight before he fought Silva, mm-hmm. you know, that was his bread and butter right there.
Yep. And, you know, two grapplers. Got together
grappling.
And they grappled.
Yeah, and is that usually what happens?
No, as you said that last night. No, usually they strike, but I don't know. Damien was so much better on the ground. It was like he wasn't going to – he's like, I can get you here every time. So let's just hang out here.
I was surprised because I didn't think Maya would get any fucking takedowns. And I think he landed over 50%.
Yeah. And he didn't even – 4 or 5 takedowns.
He didn't even fake the first one. He just came out and shot right off the bat.
Yep.
And Fitch, wow.
Well, he's got those weird jujitsu, like single legs or trip you up, like by pulling the leg out and putting you down kind of – so it's different than wrestling, you know. It's like a sneaky takedown.
Yeah.
But he had his back like half the fight, and it was just like Fitch was defending. But, I mean, it was entertaining if you're a grappling fan, but I think for the average fan it was like, what is this? So, I don't know, man. This sets Fitch back. Unfortunately, he was on a good track. And Maya making a case that his move to 170 may be one of the best weight transitions that we can think of recently. What do you think's next for him?
Well, I think we need to see what's going to happen with all these welterweight fights in March, where you have like GSP and who's he fighting again? Nick Diaz.
Diaz.
You have Hendricks. You have Ellenberger.
Roy McDonald.
Yep. Got everybody in there. So.
His teeth made him sleepy.
It's because I've rape date drugged him with my water.
It's all good.
Fluoride free, bitch.
Fluoride free.
But yeah, you got to see what's going to happen with all those guys. I'd like to see a title shot. It ain't going to happen, though, yet.
No. I think it's too early. Maybe if the belt doesn't change hands, I would say he could possibly. But if it changes hands, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. What about Fitch? What's next for him? Any ideas? Any thoughts?
No.
Back to the drawing board?
I don't know. What happened to the hungry Fitch? I think he won too much money in the last fight and... Now, I don't want to wish bad things on the guy, but I want to see him fight like he did against Silva. Maybe it was just a bad stylistic matchup for him.
Could
he had an off night.
Yep.
So hopefully he can get it back. He's another top 10 guy.
Mm-hmm.
170. I think it's, again, we got to see what happens in March. Who wins, who loses.
You talk about March, and I keep thinking it's far away, but it's actually like right around the corner.
Yeah.
So, soon. So... That's going to be awesome.
So it'll be a little to be determined today.
Yes.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, and here we go. The one that everybody picked wrong, and don't tell me you had Bigfoot beating Overeem by knockout, because you're a liar, sir.
This fucking Bigfoot guy.
No way. Craziness. What did you? What was the problem here? I don't understand. Was it a lack of horse meat?
I think it's a multitude of problems. I think, yes, one, lack of horse meat. Obviously, his body looked way fucking different than it did for the Brock Lesnar fight. He wasn't as ripped. He was a little pudgy. So that was problem one.
Mm-hmm.
Problem two, strategy. What the fuck was the strategy? Let's just drop our hands, somewhat engage, and then try to clinch. It seemed like he just wanted to clinch and not fully engage with the striking.
Yeah.
Which is a little confusing.
Which is strange, too, because doesn't Silva hold a judo black belt, too? I think he has both judo and judo. Why would he want to clinch up with a judo guy? It doesn't make sense to me. So.
Unless he just wanted to finish in a specific fashion, or he just wanted to get the clinch and then deliver knees, but he gassed himself out. And I think Silva said it, too, that he was waiting for Overeem to gas out, and then he could turn it on in the third. He sure did. Fuck, man.
Hell, yes, he did. Yeah, I mean... He had him out on his feet, and it was almost like Bigfoot had this smile on his face. Like, he was just, like, sleeping, standing. He's like, smiling. He's happy. And it's just like, blah, blah, blah,
and it's
blah.
Like, he's out, just standing there, like, grr, grr. And then you can see the grimace on Herb Dean's face. Like, oh, fuck. He hit him with another one. Oh, shit.
He had to pull him off.
Step in yet?
Like a rabid dog. Yeah. Silva was like, fuck you, fuck you.
He was
you.
In full beast mode right there.
I mean, you know, Overeem, is it because he's off the sauce, he's not so aggressive? Is that part of the deal?
It could be. And just a little overconfident. And the other thing, too, he came to the... Well, we did jinx him. We were two jinxes on this card. The Magic 8-Ball and the two of us have agreed on two fights. It was the Overeem fight and the Rashad Evan fight. Yep. All three of us agreed picking both those guys, and they both lost. And also, Overeem on his way out to the Octagon... He's smiling and dancing. I'm like,
so that crazy
it's
music?
All bets are off. I said, fuck it. You should have just came out to an Eminem song and made it a fucking trifecta. Fuck it. So.
This sets him back. I think, unfortunately, way back.
Yeah.
This screws up everything. I think Dana's got to be pissed at this point. Like, the pay-per-view, everything. This guy, like, ruined his whole chance at, you know, big money. Although he did get paid a couple of hundred thousand, I saw today.
Oh, is that right?
I think he's the highest paid fighter on the card, like, wow. 250 grand or something. Making that Brock Lesnar money. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Who do you think is next for Mr. Ream?
Well, it kind of depends what they want to, how they're playing this whole heavyweight title thing.
Okay.
Because are you going to match Kane up against Bigfoot now? Since, they just fought recently and Kane beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that fight makes sense right now.
I don't think it does.
Look at Overeem. I like to patch. You follow me yet?
I'm with you.
Great. Losers against losers. So I know you don't like this fight, but I think Junior Dos Santos versus Overeem.
Oh.
Because Junior just lost. He just lost.
Yeah, I was going to say Bigfoot should fight Junior, but that's good. I mean, either of these guys can step right into one of the top. Be good for Junior because he gets pitted with a mostly striker, which he doesn't have to worry about getting taken down.
Mm-hmm. Or we give him Barnett, maybe. Who knows? Do you think Barnett's got to get signed?
They not inked that deal yet?
No.
Unfortunately.
He should be in. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's weird. Like, that's why MMA is so ridiculous, because you have this guy who's supposed to destroy, you know, one guy, and then he comes in and just lays a goose egg, and this guy just fucking handles him, you know.
So I love
it. In ridiculous fashion, too. Maybe, is it too early to say that could be knockout of the year, possibly? Just
this is the biggest upset, probably.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody picked Silva. There's probably a handful, but smart money was what is on Overeem. It had to be.
For sure. So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Don't disrespect the Bigfoot. He gets pissed off.
The Brazilians. Yeah, don't talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah, is Vegas the new Brazil? Because it seemed like all the Brazilians on the main card
are winners.
Fared well.
Winners! Well, okay.
And then next for Bigfoot, before we go any farther.
I don't know.
I'll throw a little Stefan Struve if he's not. If it's not a title fight.
Ooh.
Give him a little Stefan Struve, and let's see. That's a freak show fight. Like
two big, huge dudes with jiu-jitsu and crazy striking that is not that technical.
Yeah. Just it says war. Okay. Make it a five-rounder. Make it a main event. Let's fucking get it going.
I'm sold. Do it.
All right. Let's hit this next one. Evans Nogueira, what happened?
Same thing that happened in the Overeem fight. Poor strategy. Why does Rashad Evans not use his best weapon against this guy? Makes no sense.
Exactly. And he did the same thing in this fight that he did against John Jones. He did fucking no takedowns. Like, he had one takedown or two takedown attempts in this fight, and he got one of them. But, again, goes against the grain of your best weapon, like you're saying.
Yeah. And he was so noticeably faster, too, which means he should have been able to shoot pretty easy. Just take him right down and then work from the top, you know, like he did against Tito and That kind of game plan. I don't know what he was thinking.
He's just trying to play patty cake with that little.
Yeah. Like, he's been doing that his whole career, but not this much. That was ridiculous. Just, you know, I don't know. But what are you going to do? You win some, you lose some, and you fuck around too much. You lose a decision that was fairly close. I mean, I don't know. I could see how he could be upset, but not really.
Well, is this because he didn't want to fight Anderson Silva, that he mentally sabotaged himself? There's that talk of like him going down to 85, and had he won this fight, I think he probably would have got the shot against Silva.
Or was he trying to test his striking to see if he could like?
I don't know, man. Or is this the new Black Zillion game plan of
lose?
Yeah,
lose at all costs. I don't know, man. I don't know. Those guys are not faring well. I think overall as a camp, they're not. I think the thing he needs to do is he probably needs to drop to 85 and then go back to what was working, like Jackson's, with his tail between his legs and say, Greg, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Now I'm not fighting in the division anymore.
Right.
Please help me out, okay? And then John Jones and him can make love and babies and life will be good again.
Big black cock slapping off the walls.
Yeah. So I think that's best for his career. He looked like he could definitely cut to 185. He's not a rip.
He looked a little flabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be part of the Black Zillion's training now.
Maybe. they're not training right, or they're training too much, or they have the wrong strategies. I don't know who's making the strategies.
Well, I think on our Facebook page, James Murray said it best. He said, if ego won the fights, the Black Zillions would be undefeated. Welcome to reality.
That's true.
Bang, bang.
Well said, sir. Well said. For sure.
Well played there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on out there, but it ain't working.
Nope.
We need to disband. And even, Overeem came down there, and Bigfoot was training down there. And Bigfoot left, and he said, they're just all about money out there. So he's out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have a title holder down there?
No.
I think you need to be training with at least, you need one guy in your camp that's a title holder, so you can see what it takes to become and maintain that status.
Exactly. I don't know. I think Rashad is leaving the state of Florida shortly. I think that's the plan.
You're thinking 185 for Rashad?
What else makes sense? Who are you going to have him fight at 205? Machida, Rich Franklin?
Well, 205 is kind of thin.
Is it?
Yeah. When you look through of, like, who to fight, it's like Jones, Gustafson, and then you have like all these other guys that are almost over the hill with like Henderson, Shogun,
Franklin.
Yeah, depending upon where you want to put him.
Yeah. And
yeah. It's interesting.
Mm. But Nogueira.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have somebody for him?
No. Who?
I don't either. I don't know.
What's rematch against Bader?
No.
Come on, Bader just
won.
You
need like a Machida or somebody different. Like,
yeah, I don't know if he'll fight him.
I don't know if he's like on a track for a title. I don't think he is, but you got to give him somebody new and exciting. And, you know, even what about like a Gustafson? You know, I don't know. Be interesting.
Sure.
See how things go.
Who's Gustafson fighting? He's fighting.
I don't know. I'm on meds.
Oh,
I can't
Jesus.
Remember anything.
I'm fucking.
You're going to look it up.
It's bugging me.
Look it up while I do sponsors. How about that?
That sounds good.
Sponsors! We have GoDaddy.com where you can get your coupon codes. Like, we got, what, three, four,
three
nine?
Three of them right now. Of them. You can save 47% on Go47 off 5.
Yes, it's up here. It's very confusing.
And there's a bunch of other ones.
Use code MMANuts for, like, free domains. I mean, $4.95 domains. I don't know. They got a lot of deals. Shit, if you want to be on the internet, GoDaddy's the way to go. You know, they got hot chicks, they got internet. It's all good. Go there.
Yeah. I can smell gooses and I'd be all over this
nice.
Shit.
Also brought to you by Defense Soap, where offense wins matches and defense keeps you on the mat. Matt, check them out. We just had the winner earlier in the show. They got a lot of good products. They have now laundry detergent, I noticed, where you can clean your dirty, shitty, stinky clothes. Probably not only good for grappling, but maybe if you're like one of those parents that has natural diapers for your kids, you can clean your diapers.
There
you
go.
You know people still do that?
What?
They use towel, cloth? Like cloth diapers?
That's fucking
get
crazy.
The fuck out of here. We thought about doing this before, and my wife is like, do you want to get a divorce? I'm like, why? Well, do you have any idea how much laundry that is? Kid goes through like 18 diapers a day, sometimes more. Can you imagine having to do that laundry? Poopy, shitty diapers?
No, it's disgusting. Fuck that.
But people do it.
Stefan Struve's fighting Mark Hunt.
Oh, you were looking up Gustafson.
No, sorry. That's why I went for Stefan Struve.
Wow. Lost me.
I was trying to play like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, so I went to Pat Barry.
Okay.
Because I was trying to find people that fought Gustafson because I couldn't spell Gustafson.
Did Pat Barry fight him?
No.
That's not even the same weight class.
No, because in the process, I got confused and thought about Struve.
Both tall white guys that are lanky.
Who am I trying to find?
Gustafson.
Okay, so I'll type Shogun.
Shogun.
They fought, right?
Because you can't spell his name? Is that why?
Yes. Is it two F's or two S's? I don't fucking know.
It's all Nordic.
Six degrees of somebody. Okay.
I got goosebumps. Let me finish sponsors. Also brought to you by Bards, the best gluten-free beer in the business.
And that's it. Are we? Whatever.
Maybe.
Did you do Q5 Combat?
Q5 Combat, 15% off. Code MMA Nuts.
Buy some. Oh, kids. He's fighting Musasi. That's right. Oh. Gegard.
That could be interesting.
That's
we'll
a
see.
Tough fight.
Depends
Gegard's
which Gegard shows up.
He's gonna get destroyed.
Dude, the guy's no joke.
He gets his ass kicked every fight, but finds a way to win.
Gegard?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's renewed and rejuvenated. Said he's training more like a champion than ever before. Looked good in his last fight. I think we shall see him victorious, sir.
I'll say this.
Maybe. All right. Speaking of yawns.
What? What happened in this fight?
I don't know. It wasn't a yawn. It was pretty good.
It was a fucking good fight.
I think Edgar got his ass beat early again. And then somehow, when it looked like he was done, turned the afterburners on and was like, I'm still here, bitches.
Yeah, I think it's a strategy again.
Could it be?
You look at the first two rounds of how Aldo approached the fight, mm-hmm. and employing the leg kicks. He gave up the leg kicks in round three, and that's right when Edgar starts to turn it on. And to Aldo's defense, he said, oh, I was a little afraid to get taken down. Mm-hmm. I get it, but if you can stick with those leg kicks, I think by round four and five, you don't have to worry about his cardio and his mobility as much. So
he kind of got away from it.
Yeah, so. And then that's when Edgar stepped up. So
it seems online that the consensus is that rounds one and two went to Aldo, and you could say four and five went to Edgar, and three is the round of contention.
I disagree the whole way. I have the first four to
for Aldo,
and one for Edgar. And you could argue for round four to be for Edgar too. I thought
Frankie in
that.
The one round four for sure. I don't know about five, but for sure four. And I mean, come on, he was upset because he lost, but he took a beating, dude. He's getting his ass kicked for a while.
He's won one of his last five fights, by the way.
But it's exciting every time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, but how much punishment can the guy take?
He's going for that BJ Penn record of most octagon time. He's on his way. He fights like 25 minutes every time.
Decision. Are we gonna get an immediate rematch now?
I don't know. They were talking about it.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ! Come on, man. Just move along. Here's a question: does he drop the 35 now?
He had mentioned that might be an option.
I was joking when I said that the other night.
He could definitely do it. I think. I don't know. He's getting up there in age. How old is he? Is this up like 30? Is it listed there? No. I thought he was like 33, 34. I mean, how much weight are you going to cut? Is it Kenny Florian style?
You keep running down and down. The problem is this, and the other thing that was a problem was speed in the first couple of rounds. Aldo was markedly faster than him and was tagging him like the jab and kept snapping his head back. Like, holy fuck. Aldo's jab isn't stellar, but it is fucking pinpoint
it's connecting.
Time.
Like George Foreman-like, just the end of a telephone pole.
Something like that. Snapping his head back like a Pez dispenser.
There you go.
Thanks, Mauro.
I mean, I recall Joe Rogan is very fond of Frankie Edgar, and he seemed like slightly biased during the main event, like gets excited when, I mean, I don't know. Aldo's a tough dude. I think he takes on challengers, and he seems to overcome it every time. I think... What was next for him? I'm not sure. You had mentioned something before we started taping.
Well, Pettis had texted Dana White, I guess, and said, I'll fucking drop down to 45 for a title shot. You want to make that happen. I love that fight. Holy shit. What's going to happen? Five rounds of these scrappy fuckers? Because I guess Pettis doesn't really cut for 55.
He says he doesn't, yeah.
So him to make 45 easy. Let's see these fuckers in a five round. This, I think, is a win-win. This way... Pettis gets his title shot. He doesn't have to wait for this Melendez-Henderson bullshit. And he could possibly go down, win the 45 belt, and then, like you were saying, he could be the first guy to actually hold the belt in two weight classes if he goes back up to 55 and challenge whoever wins that fight.
Timing is perfect. He could fight around the same time as those guys are fighting Henderson and then come back in the fall and do it.
I love it. I think he should. I think that should be the next
Dana
fight.
Dana would let him do it.
Yeah.
Because there's no one for Aldo to really, like, say, oh, this is the guy supposed to challenge, you know, Aldo. And look at the two styles. It's perfect. I think it makes a very exciting.
Hell yeah. That card's going to sell fucking big time. Two exciting fighters. Fuck it. Throw it in Brazil. He doesn't even care. Pettis doesn't care.
Okay.
We'll make it happen.
That's madness, sir.
And then Edgar.
35, baby.
Fuck it. Just go to flyweight.
Try 35, and if it don't work out...
You can fight Demetrius Johnson. Just make it happen.
No, that guy will run circles around Edgar.
He's a little bit faster.
Just slightly. But, oh well. I like Frankie. It's too bad. You know, he's not a finisher.
I don't like him.
He's not a finisher. And you know, when you fight that way where you get beat up, it only works in the movies. Only Rocky comes back at the end.
Bum, 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 bum,
I mean, he
bum,
did it
bum,
once
bum,
against
bum,
Maynard,
bum,
but that was the
bum,
last
bum,
time, right?
Bum, bum, bum.
There goes a YouTube flag. Okay.
Things. Oh, good.
Video's been banned from YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get some Survivor songs in there too while you're at it?
Rising up, straight to the top. Did my time. I took my chances, Matt.
Awesome. Went did you distance, come out with the HIV?
But I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, awesome.
Just a man with the will to survive.
That's what it's all about.
Because I have the eye of the tiger.
It's what color is that eye?
I don't know.
Brown, bitch.
Brown
it's
eye.
All, if there's any a chance of any color,
no
it's
pain.
Always a brown eye.
No pain.
Nice. No pain, no gain. Yeah. Stay hungry.
Yeah.
As Arnold would say. What's Arnold up to?
Arnold, he's making
about
a movie.
265.
Oh, weight-wise, I don't know.
300.
He's making movies or something.
Is he on the juice?
He's on the Stallone diet.
Yeah, it's awesome when you're on your 70s or close to it and you're fucking shredded like wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat! We ready for some viewer mail? Well, this show could be the quickest show ever, by the way.
It's all good. It's because I'm not drinking. I'm not rambling.
It's all right.
I'm to the point. It's all good.
I'm trying to keep it together.
I got to go home and sleep.
Sleep's good
next
if you
week,
can get it.
Yeah, I got to try to sleep before the baby wakes up again.
Yeah.
Again and again.
And again. Come on, just fucking sleep.
Please go to bed.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Some nights we're in like a zombie. I don't get up. We take turns.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. You just get up, you're sleepwalking, you change the baby, you're still sleeping, you feed the baby, you're like, and then I caught myself like, I'm like oh. Like how long have I been sleeping? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Burp the
like,
baby.
Are we good?
Back in bed. And then
slowly
you crawl back in the bed and you're like, please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. Just go to sleep.
Have you ever just like slept in a room? I remember doing that sometimes. Just like, I'll just fucking lay here on the floor. Please be quiet.
No. I don't know because I think that starts a bad habit. We try not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she hangs out in her car seat in the bathroom with the fan running. It's the only thing that works at night to get her to go to sleep. It's crazy, but it works.
It's all good.
That's it. The stupid fan has to be running. The house is going to catch on fire. Things run
like right.
12 hours a day.
It's all good.
So, but it works. She sleeps a few hours. But viewer mail.
All right.
Viewer mail. Viewer mail.
Garrett Brackbill asks, did Overeem give all of his leftover horse meat to Vitor?
Probably. Oh, yeah, they're on the same team, aren't they? Vitor now back in, down in the Black Pavilion?
He was for a little bit. I don't know if it's official, but he was down there training.
No, I'd be interested to, you know, I remember listening to that Victor Conti podcast on the Rogan podcast,
uh-huh.
And he was saying that steroid benefits are not immediate, they're later. But how does that make sense? I don't know now, because Overeem's, like, obviously off the sauce.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he, I don't know, he didn't seem weak, he just, I don't know.
He didn't have the cardio and the game plan, but.
So, I don't know.
What was the question? Oh, horse meat. Did he give it to Vitor? Maybe. I mean, it was alleged that someone had failed their
it's not Vitor.
Drug test.
That's Dana what White said it's not Vitor. It's somebody else.
Dana White doesn't always tell the truth.
Lies.
But in this case, I'm guessing they'll bury the results. I don't know what I'm talking about. Brandon Weinstein says, Joe Lozon. Ryan Smith, would you rather take a Jose Aldo leg kick, one on each leg, or Ronda Rousey judo throw slash arm bar combo?
Leg kick all day. Leg kick. Judo throw sucks ass. No.
Well, I don't trust that Ronda Rousey bitch. Fuck that. If she might Husamar Paul Harris you if you get that arm bar. She breaks arms. That dude shreds knees. Are you going to trust her? No. I'll take leg kicks all day.
I'll take the leg kicks.
I'll lean into them even.
Because a judo throw,
shit.
You can't really do anything other than you can't brace yourself. A leg kick, at least you can step into it a little bit and kind of defend yourself slightly. But a judo throw, you're just going for a ride. Not cool.
And I'd take a Jose Aldo leg kick over a Pat Barry leg kick all day long. I'd let him even get three in.
Ooh.
Three for one. I think that's a good trade. Like three Aldo leg kicks versus one Pat Barry leg kick.
Makes sense.
Or who's the other guy? Melvin Manhole.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a beast.
You want a leg kick from him?
No.
Fuck no.
I think I'd
take a Pat Barry one over that one.
There.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then Ryan also said he's going to be at UFC 157.
You go to every UFC
gonna
now?
Have fun.
What's going on here?
He's going to say hi to those midget girls.
Dude, they're tiny. Small girls.
What are they, 5'1"? They walk past us at the UFC on Fox 6. And Jesus Christ, you ladies
really? They
are
look way bigger
so
on TV.
Everyone does.
It's like a play doll in size, you know? Like, yeah. My kids are going to
break that shit. Like,
spinner.
Looks interesting, but probably break it.
Yeah, not good.
And Dustin Rounds, should Evans move to 185 after his fight?
Yes.
Yes.
Please do.
Mil Vang Erickson asks, Mary, fuck, kill.
Uh-oh.
Winslow, Eric Silva, or Junior Dos Santos' wife? I'll go first.
Why Eric Silva?
Oh, Erica Silva. Sorry, I read that wrong. I don't know who Erica Silva is. I thought he was talking about the fighter.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, what?
Like, well, that's an interesting mix. I'll probably fuck him, but it was funny that you mentioned this because, like, Kim Winslow, there was some fight that she was reffing, and she was bending over, and I'm like, hey, Ingo, look at the money shot here tonight. How about this action?
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Is this the Erica Silva?
I don't know. Whoa. Hmm.
So some Spanish lady? I don't know.
I'm going to have to kill her.
This one's hot.
That's too hot.
So Mary,
you can't
fuck, kill. Kill him. Winslow's got to go.
I'm fucking Win. No, wait. I'm killing Silva. I'm
Silva,
fucking
wait.
Junior Dos Santos' wife. I'm marrying Winslow so I can straighten that bitch out. I'll teach her how to fucking ref properly because someone's got to fucking lay down the law. And I will be the man to step up, Ingo. Okay. I'll be the man that will choke that bitch out at night because she probably wants to be choked. And I will choke her.
Bigger man than you, probably.
I did that. You know what's funny? I just had a dream about a really strong woman grappling me.
Uh-oh. And that could be her.
Like, I possibly may have lost in this grappling match.
She might be taller than you.
She looks like a big bitch, and I'm willing to tame her.
Okay.
For the greater cause or the greater good of mankind, we'll teach her some fucking lessons. So,
okay.
What say you?
I'm going to kill her, unfortunately.
That may be a better solution. You take her out of the equation.
Yeah.
I like that.
It can't be fucking Junior Dos Santos' wife. If you're going to do that.
No, ex-wife.
Oh.
Remember? Didn't they get divorced or they're on the rocks?
I'll marry her then. She must be awesome. And I'll fuck the other.
Her face looked like she'd taken a couple for the team.
I haven't seen her.
A little puffy.
Yeah.
Might have been punched.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know it. It just, they probably posted the worst possible picture.
Yeah, it seems
online.
Like it's always the case. And you know, maybe it was taken like after they just had a baby. Do they have a baby?
Yeah, because wife's like.
Shit goes haywire. Some women are okay, and then others are like, dude, you don't even look like yourself. It's like, who the fuck is this? And then, you know, it just kind of, it's
yeah,
weird.
Shit gets ripped too, depending upon. Like, it comes out that Nina, they got to fucking restitch that shit.
Oh, God.
It ain't the same, brother. It ain't the same.
YouTube videos, you can Google this. Like,
that shit rips.
Dudes passing out, like, from their wives having babies. Like, taking a nose. That's the most
disgusting thing you'll ever watch. It's, like, the most beautiful and the most disgusting thing all in the same. Yes. And you're not sure where you should be on that side of the equation.
It's all good.
So, we'll move right along.
Yes, please.
All right, Matthew, some boom pull. Thoughts on the possible Pettis Aldo match? And he says he's going to UFC 157 also.
Cool. You two should meet up or something.
Yeah.
Wear your MMA Nuts hats.
That's right, because they're in demand.
And by hats, I mean hats. We have condoms coming out. MMA Nuts.
Yeah, of course. Sex. It's only for the BBC. So
that's right. They're black.
10 inches or more. If you ain't got it, you're going home. So sorry.
Nice.
So, yes, we love that matchup. And we're going to skip that one. Robert Lilly, do you ever get bored of MMA?
I mean, sometimes I wouldn't say bored is the right word. I got a little bit, last year when there was so many events.
Burned
in a
out?
Row, I burned out is the right word, I think, because there was just too many fights to watch. And it just wasn't like they're just throwing guys together because they have to. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, this is all going to be awesome. So, yeah, there was a lull there. I think in the summer months, it's probably worse because you want to go do other things and get outside and whatever. But in general.
It gets hot as fuck in the basement.
I would say in general, no. I mean, I don't know. What about you?
Well, I think I look at it differently now. There used to be this big buildup, and it's probably because back in the day, every card used to be like 3 months out. So you'd have this buildup, and then be like, fuck, yeah, I'm ready for some fights. And now it's almost every week. And I look at it differently now. I think when I first used to watch it, it was like a game of checkers. And now when I watch it, it's like a fucking game of chess. Like,
that's a good
you
analogy.
Appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Even so, like I'll look at the Maya Fitch fight. Yes, it wasn't the most exciting fight, but I enjoy it on a different level just because of the irony and like a fucking grappling match. And
okay.
You know, a year ago I've been like, this fucking sucks. Whoa. Fuck you, Stan. I did throw a couple. Stand those bitches up.
Yeah, he did.
This is bullshit.
He was getting crazy.
But I appreciate it more. So do I get bored of it? No, but I can't get... Well, one thing I want to mention, too, is I can't get into this Bellator MMA. I've tried. I don't know what it is. And it's probably because UFC has, like, goddamn 500 fighters, and that's enough people to try to jam it in my head. Yeah. I can't remember every single one of them. So trying to put Bellator in, it doesn't work. I'll watch it here and there, but I'm not, like, into it like the UFC.
Yeah.
It's not a slam on them, per se, but it's just... It's... Some people like Coke, some people like Pepsi. All right. Kaio, Mr. Maya. I always like to call you Mr. Maya. What is next for Anderson? Will he wait for Weidman?
I don't think he wants any part of Weidman.
Who else is he going to fight now? Did you just shut your shit down?
I don't know.
Did you power down?
No, I just noticed there's a huge dent in my iPad.
How do you do that?
Probably from my kid.
Hey, oops, sorry, Dad, I dropped that.
Yeah. Dropped them more than once. No, I'm sorry. Anderson Silva, I don't think they want any piece of Weidman. They're talking about fighting. Who are they?
Oh, Kung Lee.
Yeah, Kung Lee.
Let's call out, like, why don't you fight Rich Franklin then?
The oldest
call
dude Franklin. Ever. I don't know. I like the Rashad matchup until he just lost. So I think that's off the table. Why does Anderson get to pick and choose so much?
I don't think he does. I think the UFC will tell him who he's going to fight and he will like it. Do you believe that?
No.
there.
Not when he's making all these millions, selling all these pay-per-views. I don't know. GSP, maybe?
Oh, that fight's never going to happen. You're crazy.
I don't know. Weidman deserves a shot.
I think it'll be Weidman. And I think if you're Anderson Silva, now is the best time to fight Weidman. After a long layoff and coming back from an injury, you'll have your safest chance of fighting him.
Yeah.
Because if he's had a couple fights, like if you fought him when he was fresh off all his fights and his wins, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Now you got a better chance. I think you'll still lose, but...
You have a chance, sir.
Yeah. At least you got a chance. Greg LaFountain asks, what was the biggest upset on last night's card?
Definitely the knockout of Silva versus Overeem. I mean, no one picked that. That's
no.
Ridiculous.
That's upset of the year.
I mean, just TKOing him would have been... But knocking him cold, standing, just no way.
Oh, yeah.
No one would. Third round.
Nope. No way. And did you notice how big his melon is? Because Jesus Christ, Overeem has a big fucking head, all right? When you're on the sauce or whatever, you're not on it, but you're on it. Okay, whatever. Your head swells like a goddamn water buffalo. Bigfoot's head was massive compared to the Overeem head.
Gigantic.
That's all I'm saying. It was awesome. Moving right along. Quickest show ever. Right into some knowledge.
Knowledge. I don't have anything. Do you have anything?
I got a couple of thoughts.
Okay, hit me.
Well, funny you should say hit me, because the first one, I accidentally kneed my daughter in the head.
Oh, that happens to me all the time when I'm wrestling with my kid. What happened? Did you knock her out?
No. I told her, I'm sorry, you know, my knees are lethal.
Uh-huh.
She goes, what's lethal mean? I said, lethal means devastating. And she goes, what's devil skating?
The two words she doesn't know. Now she's really confused.
Yeah, so she's all fucked up. I probably knocked her since.
You're like, yeah, was this immediately after? She's like, yeah. What is my name? Why am I here?
Yeah. I don't know what this devil skating is about, but it doesn't sound fun. Doesn't he melt the ice? I don't know. And then the other weird thought I had the other night. You ever see the American Pickers show? The two guys...
A couple, I think I saw a few minutes here and there. Don't they buy, like, go out and find antiques or raw and, like, nasty shit?
Yeah, and it's almost like sometimes it seems like they're taking advantage of people because they don't always know what they have and what it's worth. So maybe they have something that you could sell for $1,000, and the person who's trying to sell it is like, is it worth, would you give me $3 for it? And they're like, yes, yes, we will give you $3 for it. So I was wondering, what if the roles were reversed and American pickers were fucking retarded? What if they were retarded? No. You flip the switch. So the guy trying to sell something says, hey, I'll take $100 for it. And they're like, what if we give you $1,000 for it? We'll give you $1,000 for it. Yes, I will take it. And then these fucking guys, every time they try to take it back to their car, they fucking drop whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, break
it's
it.
Like, doo 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 doo. Ah, Jesus Christ, they fucking drop it.
That's horrible.
I don't know. I think we need the retarded version
well,
of
that.
Well,
they got so many shows, like, what's this Honey Boo Boo I keep hearing about?
I can't watch that shit.
There's all the, I do not do reality TV, except for The Ultimate Fighter. I just keep hearing Honey Boo Boo everywhere. Who is Honey Boo Boo?
It's this fat little girl that I feel sorry for because her mom's just exploiting her to the T.
Yeah.
Needs to go away.
What are you going to do, man? It's the age of exploitation. There's no more, like, innocent little kids running around anymore. They got access to all kinds of stuff, and they're just trying to outdo each other. Guns.
Shooting sideways, and all the networks have canceled all the cool gun shows
because
they're all afraid. God forbid you want to show people building guns and having fun shooting them.
It's horrible.
Yep. That's all I got.
Well,
I'm
getting sleepy.
Yep.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. I have no idea what's up next week. There must be a fight coming.
Yeah, we'll have another card. UFC on FX.
Fuel.
7. Fuel. Brazilian Beauties Part 2.
Okay.
Butt versus butt.
Nice.
Bongo versus Bongo.
We need like a butt contest on the show. Butt versus butt. Every week we just do two women, right?
It'll be a face-off.
It could be like...
it'll be a butt-off.
Shannon from the Loop versus this person. And then whoever wins...
from the rival radio station?
Moves on.
Done. They can both come right here. I mean, the MMA Nuts. They could be part of the prize vault, too.
What, are you going to send them out for dates?
No, I'll pack them over a box and send them out UPS.
There you go.
You're going to the UK this week, honey. So sorry.
Enjoy your trip.
It'll be about a $300
ride. Some crackers and a bottle of water.
And then after you drink the bottle of water, you'll piss in there.
Piss in it.
Not to worry. And then you'll just recycle that because you can drink your piss. A cheetah style.
That's not a bad idea. I feel like...
uh-oh.
I feel like there's something
light
there.
Bulb.
Something, there's something there.
Something. I don't know if it's legal, but work on that. All right. Did you sign off already? Are you in the
Wiggle?
Matt Rivas. Thanks for playing.